Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. I have a good one for you, but there's a lot of bad things to talk about. Let's put it that way. And like, subscribe, share the video with everybody. And today we have a sponsor, Chuck Norris. But man, oh man, oh man. We're being watched wherever we go. We're being lied to about prices. People are starting to feel the economic impact that all this extra money is costing families and people and individuals and everybody. And nobody wants to sit there and put pen to paper and look at this stuff. So, one thing that absolutely blows me away, and it's really weird, you guys, when I come up with a subject and I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk about this, all of a sudden I get inundated with things. And the latest has been car insurance. People have just been floored by the increases in their car insurance. And think about this. Solomon Brothers, okay, steps forward and says, nah, this is too much. People can't afford this. It's taking such a negative toll on families right now that they're deciding if they should share a car, give up a vehicle, and how they're gonna live. Nobody wants to live that way. Nobody wants to give up independence. No one wants to give up as a married couple. Hey, you know what? Let's have one car. Can you imagine doing that? Living with your spouse and sharing one vehicle? Doesn't that sound like hell? Dropping your wife off at work? Oh no, honey, today's my day. You have to drop me off. That sounds awful, guys. So I know there's people that do that, and I know people try to get through it, but it has gotten so outrageous. So many people are paying more and more money right now for car insurance that it is getting to be too much. Now, again, go back to the Solomon Brothers story. They're talking about how it's just getting so high that you're seeing 15, 18% increases. No, guys, it's 20 to 30% right now on auto insurance. And again, I get inundated with things out of the blue. Barry, hey Dan, look at my premium increase, 21% on his 2018 van, walking by the fountains that are closed right now, which I think is kind of interesting. They're going to come out here and scrape these things for you. So, look at this, guys. It goes up $70.40 a month, which is almost $848 a year. Give me $848 a year. No claims, nothing. We just want to raise your rates 21%. Who can afford that, guys? Who can afford a 21% increase on everything in your life? You can't live like this. It is too much, and people don't want to look at this right now. Car insurance is out of control. One thing that floors me right now is that so many different auto insurance are getting reports from your car and your computer. If you have a modern car, in other words, 2011, 2012 on up, the last 10 years, let's say 2014 on up, there are so many cars that have computer tracking in them. And if you have things like OnStar, the OnStar is telling your insurance company what your driving habits are. This is the thing I get a kick out of. There's a great story below about a man who his rates went up, 25%. He was furious. Why did my rates go? It's because of your driving habits. What are you talking about? What's wrong with my driving habits? Well, wait a second. We got the report from OnStar. This guy who's not a salesman, he's not Dan driving, hey, you guys want me to go to a rally tomorrow? Yeah, hang on. Oh, I can't get a flight? Okay, I'll drive there with the dog. You know what I mean? That's how I do it. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? California to Nevada, at night? What's this about? Imagine that. Imagine the privacy that we're all being neglected. Well, Barry sends me that rate sheet that goes up 20%, and that is criminality live. And it's terrible. But what do you do about this? The worst thing is if you have a claim right now, they are taking their sweet time to pay these claims right now. And, I've seen it. I've seen that firsthand. And I want to know what you think about this. You think it's fair? Because it's not. It's outrageous. And this is just the beginning of this stuff. So, the privacy factor, I'm blown away by this. We've talked about OnStar before, but I want nothing connected to anybody that they can track me or do anything. It's none of their business where you're driving. wow, God, that Dan guy goes to a lot of bars and strip clubs and things like that. Okay? Guess which ones? No, I'm kidding. But the point is that's nobody's business where you drive or what you do. But we're going to charge you 21% more on the next year's premium. So let me know what you guys think about that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. You know, the legendary actor is in his mid-80s, and he is in amazing shape. He attributes this to a simple change that he did in his life a few years ago. Got rid of belly fat, got rid of joint pain, and made it so that he could work out and have stamina to work out and play with his grandkids, you know, for all hours. Now, if you go to chuckdefense.com/Dan, you can see a video that Chuck Norris put together on what he did. The best way to do this is use the link below. But seriously, one simple thing, and he eliminated three things out of his life, and it made a huge change for him. Check it out today, but go to chuckdefense.com/Dan and take a look at his video, and you can see what he did to make a huge difference in his life. You know, as we get older with our aches and pains, we think, oh, it's just part of getting old. There's things that we can do about this. And take advantage of this and check it out today. But go to the link below and take a look at Chuck Norris's video and see why he's in such amazing shape. One thing that I absolutely get a kick out of is how AI is going to save all of us. It's going to protect all of us. It's going to do amazing things for us. Well, here's an example of how AI hosed a lot of people and took advantage of them. The FBI just raided Cortland Management in 10 states. Now, Cortland Management has been accused of price fixing when it comes to rent. Now, there is a thing called RealPage, and RealPage used an algorithm since 2016 that would determine what the rent should be in an area, and it's made the prices sky high. And over 50% of the landlords use this algorithm to jack our rents up. So here's the worst thing about this. These poor people in the Washington, D.C. area, 60% of the time that this algorithm made the recommendation, it raised the rent on everybody. And one woman got forward, Shelley, and decided, I'm going to sue these people because this is clearly price fixing and not realistic. I don't want to hear your story. I don't want to hear that you're a single mom. I don't want to hear that you have disability and you can only afford so much. This is what the rent is. And then they're just jacking it up, jacking it up, jacking it up. Now, you can sit there and say, that's supply and demand. But the problem with it is that they took advantage of people and charged them too much during this time. And now there's already a lawsuit that's gone forward, but the FBI just raided this company in 10 states. So the lawsuit's going to go forward. And the thing about this is when you look at Arizona, how 70% of the time that this algorithm made a recommendation on rent increases, they raised people's rents 70 times. Now, so much is happening, and Roger sent me a great survey, and the survey is below, but I want to read you the results of this because if you accept where you're at financially, in other words, if you say, wow, we have less money, honey, and you live this way. I just had a meeting with a friend of mine, and she was going through her finances with me, and we pinned out exactly what she should be doing in the future, and oh my gosh, I have more money than I thought. I just can't waste money and spend needlessly going out to dinner, buying shoes I don't need, things like that. And if she lives this budgeted way, it's going to make her life a hell of a lot easier. Now, listen to the stats in this survey. You can read this below, but I want to read this to you. So let me tell you what it's all about. More than 50% of the residents think the United States is currently in a recession. That's the highest it's been because it used to be 54%. 4 out of 10, 42%, describe their household's finances as poor. Poor finances. 30% said that they're very poor. So you got 70% of the people that think that there's a problem. More than 57% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck, and that's an increase of 3 points since April. So in 1 month's time, it's going up 3%. Among those currently employed, half are concerned about losing their job in the next 12 months. So it's not rosy out there, guys. No one is out there doing well. And the industry that's going to have the biggest amount of failures right now is going to be the service industry. You're going to see more restaurants go out of business. And Mr. Wonderful did a great story that went to the, you know, to the UK, and it didn't come here. And I'm thinking, God, this is just brilliant. So it's below and you can read it. But he talked about how they gave all these businesses money, they gave people money, and then once COVID was done, you had people's work life change to where there are still over 30 million people that are not going back to the office right now. This is dramatically affecting restaurants, affecting sandwich shops, it's affecting the small places, you know, the grab and goes, to Starbucks, to the coffee houses, to pizza, to everything. And with this, people cannot afford to go out. They're choosing to use their money differently. And now that McDonald's, flipping McDonald's, is now considered a luxury, that is lunacy, guys. And it's so bad, and it's completely upside down right now. And the problem with this is that the average person is in such a bad position right now. And you've got more restaurants closing, and it's very interesting. Great articles below on this. But let me know what you think about this. Do you think that the restaurant industry is going to rebound this summer? Because I don't. I think that you're going to see, you know, a very, very tight summer when it comes to money with everybody. I have seen this firsthand, where medical debt can absolutely destroy an individual and a family. Think about this. Dr. Marvin sent this over, and this is for the medical industry. This is an article for the medical industry about how the average family is completely swallowed up by medical debt right now, and they cannot afford to get through this. They cannot afford the insurance premiums. They cannot afford the copay. And you know what? Here's the thing that people do, is they go, oh, you know, I'm in good health. I'm just going to raise my deductible, and I'm going to spend the first $8,400, and then they'll cover it. Well, guys, it's a percentage. Do you have $8,400 extra that you can afford on your insurance? Because most people don't. Have you looked at what it costs to get prescriptions right now? It is absolutely through the roof right now. Absolutely through the roof. Are you familiar with Five Below? Five Below is the company that used to sell everything for $5 and below, like the dollar store. But now they have problems where there's got $25 items inside the store right now. So we're seeing more and more of this right now. But they just did a survey, and the survey is below, about how their biggest problem is that people hate the self-checkout. And now they want their employees to handle 75% of the transactions and not have, you just have to do self-checkout. I don't want to do self-checkout. If I go to a restaurant and you have a waiter that deals with me and you have the little kiosk on the table, hey, pay here with the credit card. I'm telling you, I am not alone in this. So many people do not tip as much if the waiter is not handling the financial transaction. Oh, it's just deal with it there. I'm done with your table. I'm telling you, they make less money on this stuff. So let me know what you think about that. You'll love this. Walmart just announced that they're going to have the digital price changers between now and 2026 in thousands of their stores right now. And they're going to roll them out everywhere. Now, you can sit there and go, oh, this is going to save money and time. No, what it's going to do, guys, is be able to raise the price with an algorithm. You're going to be able to press a button and charge you more money for that can of beans. So this is the worst thing. It's like automation is not our friend all the time. Remember that. So Walmart, which I know people hate Walmart, and I hear it all the time whenever I mention them or Target or anybody like that, but these digital prices and digital ways of changing the prices, just going to make things more expensive. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. It is blazing hot out here, so I'm going to wrap this video up with these few stories. Now, Harry Dent is an economist, and he predicted that Japan would go into a recession. He predicted the housing debacle in 2007, and he is predicting the mother of all stock market crashes any day now. And I'm going to get Bob Kudla back on the channel in this week just to ask him what he thinks about this. But do you guys get these warnings? Do you sit there and go, oh, wow, this is it. This is going to be the one. Or do you just sit there and say, yeah. And again, it'll be some black swan. It'll happen after the fact. And then we'll be upside down. So Marie Duncan, she went out and went to a Cold Stone Creamery in July of 2022 and bought, you know, pecan ice cream. If you've ever been to Cold Stone, they basically take ice cream, they put it on a cold, you know, it looks like granite, but it's icy, and then they mix your flavors. What do you want? What do you want? You know, add this, add your toppings. Well, she was furious to find out that her pecan ice cream did not have pecan and now has a class action lawsuit on this. Now, here's the thing about this. From somebody that had dietary restrictions in her life and couldn't eat certain things, I understand not, you know, having certain things in your diet that can get people sick. That is really important. But these people that are suing because it's not real, you know, pistachios, that's great. That's crazy. It's like the not fish from Subway. And by the way, Subway's never recovered from that debacle. By the way, there's the Mirage that they're ripping down next month. Okay? So let me know what you think about that. It is 110 out here, guys. It is blazing hot. Final story is Dr. Marvin sends me such great stuff. And that people that eat the fake meat, it's actually causing more heart disease than regular meat. Oh, how is that? Because it's loaded with fat. Okay? And it doesn't taste good, guys. I mean, tell me which ones taste good. And I'll try it. I've done this on the channel before. I've eaten that stuff. And I haven't had anything. Why is it when you go to a vegan restaurant, we have vegan meatloaf? You have vegan tacos. Why don't you just eat, you know, things that are not meat related? Hey, this is faux chicken. Okay. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And if you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. We have a great email going out this week, and you don't want to miss that. So use the first link below, and you'll see the email that you can sign up for. Okay? Let me know what you want to see, and hopefully it will be cooler tomorrow. I will see you soon.